hear must be a very intentional sound. Put Numbers 10:10 for me. Numbers 10:10. Numbers 10:10. Okay, let's read. 1, 2, go. Amen. We're going to release a sound that goes ahead of us. And as we just dedicate this ground with our praise, I'm going to sound the trumpet 7 times. And every time I sound the trumpet, you will chorus a hallelujah. And then the very last one, you will break forth into rejoicing. Amen. And I want you to lift up your hands doing this. Now, before we blow, let me tell you how I found out how our ministry works. The Lord anointed me to do certain things. That's why I can do certain things that everybody else does, because of the consecration of my life, because of my calling. Your calling determines your consecration. Say it again. One more time. So sometimes while people can do stuff, I cannot do it because of my unique calling. Amen. And one of the things I've found out in my ministry that happens, every time I'm going for a spiritually significant activity, I get opposition on the way. On our way here, we encountered some robbers. I can give you instances. When I'm going for very prophetic meetings, things happen. I was going to record with William McDowell in March, and the Israeli forces seized my trumpet. I called Williams. I said, "Bro, these guys have frustrated me. They are taking the stuff to check somewhere. I mean, if you travel to Israel, they stress you out." And then I said, "You know what? I'm tired. I don't want to come." And he said, "Bro, please, you have to come." And he said to me that, "I had a dream. I saw yourself, Travis, and myself singing this song. And after we had the song, we realized why the devil wanted to stop us." 2015 or 16, there was a lady with HIV at the experience. I was praying with her. And a day before, I called her and said, "You know what? When you're coming for the experience, please come fasting. I have a sense that God's going to heal you." She was raped at age 8 and at 23 by an uncle, and she was HIV positive. We went for the sound check on Friday. Everyone sound check. As soon as I came up to sound check, the sounds ceased. An engineer came to me and said, "Man of God, hope you know why that ceased." I said, "Oh, so you know." Friday night, I called Sister Yvonne. I said, "Please tell Pastor Paul to raise people to pray. I have a sense that the devil will want to attack because I have an assignment tomorrow." If you remember, if you came for the experience, everyone ministered. It was my turn to minister, and the sound went off. I knew that that person would be healed. So that night was not a night to sing popular song. So while I was ministering, I had one picture in mind. There was a lady who had HIV. I knew God sent me to her. As I ministered, and I was intentional with my song. Monday morning, for the first time in years, she went to the hospital, and she sent me a text. "Pastor Nat, is this how God is? HIV is negative." Now, I can give you story upon story upon story. So, on my way here, we are driving. We had left Osborne, and 4 robbers were robbing a guy. And the guy was, they were about to break his windscreen when he sped off. He sped off, wanted to hit us. My friend who was driving us, you know, veered off and hit another guy. And we parked. And they were coming after us. I just told him, take the car and go away. So I know tonight, if you came here and you didn't know why you came, God sent me here to open up something for somebody. Amen. So everything we do tonight, don't be distracted. Tell somebody, don't be distracted. Somebody's destiny is about to take a flight tonight. Amen. So the grace that is upon your pastor, that God will put this thing together, and he thought he was just going to do this to open. I'm sure he thought it was his idea. This is not his idea. Everything you couldn't do in 10 years. We had that word. I shared it on social media. And it's not by mistake that I came here 10 years ago to do the same service. Whatever you could not achieve in 10 years, there is grace available tonight. So as the trumpet sounds 7 times, you will shout like your life depends on it. And the 7th time, you will break forth in praise. Lord, your word says in Psalm 47 verse 5, God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet. Father, as we sound, let the angels in heaven sound. The angels that blow 7 trumpets in heaven. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. If 2 of us shall agree as touching anything on earth that we shall ask, it shall be done for us, for our Father in heaven. We release this sound in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Somebody open your mouth and pray the Holy Ghost. Hey, my God. Lift up your heads, Holy Ghost, and be lifted up the everlasting Ghost, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, Holy Ghost, and be lifted up your everlasting Ghost, and the King of Glory shall come. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Hey, Aguna Chamba, Aguna Chamba, Aguna Chamba, Aguna Chamba. Roar in this place, roar in this place. I come here to announce
news that there is a new sheriff in town. The Lion of Judah has stepped into this place.
We came here tonight to announce that there is a new sheriff in town. That the Lion of the tribe of Judah just stepped into this place. Every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Do you know why I'm singing that song? I'm intentional tonight. Lord means owner. Lord means the one who is in charge. So by singing that song, we are saying that Jesus is in charge here. That he owns this place. Every knee must bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is the Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess Jesus Christ
is the Lord.
Hallelujah. You are awesome on this ground. Abba Father. Oh, you are worthy of and we are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are holy and mighty angels all around. And let us praise
are here. We are mighty angels.
Paul says, I will sing in the spirit and I will sing in my understanding. I will pray in the spirit and pray in my understanding also. Open your mouth and release the river. in this place. Hey, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we condition the atmosphere for miracles, signs, and wonders. We weaken the atmosphere. Can you water the ground with tongues? My God, with credit, can you water it with tongues? Out of your innermost beings shall flow rivers of living waters. I love the analogy Pastor K gave. He said, we are here to clear the ground. We're here to clear it. You know, after you clear the ground, you water it. The Bible says, out of your innermost being shall flow what? Rivers. So when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we are watering it. Can you open your mouth and let's water this ground? This ground is not just ground, it's your life. It's more than a ground, it's your business, it's your family, it's your destiny, it's your children, it's your calling, it's your ministry. Hey, Rabbi Shaya, make the Rabbi Shaya look around wherever the sole of our feet shall tread upon. He's given to me new businesses, new ministries, new houses. Hey, Hayalada, hey, Rabbi Shakoda, Lomba Shaya, make the Ya Rabbi. Hey, Rabbi Messiah, Nante. Hey, Rabbi Messiah. Hey, Rabbi Masoko, Rabbi Maya. Hey, Rabbi Masoko. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, ya Rabbi Baba. Tonight is a special night. One of the graces of my life is the spirit of wisdom. I know how to just take advantage of a Kairos moment. Do you know that as goes your church, so goes your life? Do you know that from now on, getting lands will be easy for you? It's not a prayer. It's not a prayer. That's how it works. That's how it works. That's how it works. Somebody open your mouth. When I say water your ground, water your house, water your business, water your children. Hey, fire, fire. Somebody walk, somebody walk. You are young, you are young. You are young in your own space. Clap your hands for it. Wow, I feel such an excitement in my spirit. What I felt yesterday, I'm feeling it double today. Can we just thank God for the God who speaks and it is done? One of my papas came and spoke a word. It's such a blessing to walk in the fulfillment of prophecy. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this house. Thank you for the spirit of David on this house. The spirit to win and win and win and win. And win and win and win and win. When I think upon your goodness and your faithfulness each day, we're convinced it's not because we are worth to receive the kind of love that you give, but we are grateful for your mercy. And we are grateful for your love. And because of how you poured out your tears, we have come to this side tonight.
We have come to sing the song of your glory.
We know,
we know.
Oh, Verse 3. Thou art holy, thou who inhabits the praises of your people. There is an altar being set up tonight that is going to speak for all eternity. Are you ready? Hold somebody's hands. We are saturating this ground with praise. Are you ready? Hallelujah. Hallelujah! glory of the Lord is coming down. Spread your wings. What's happening tonight is spiritual. Are you ready to fly in glory?
And we give you praise.
worship you.
And we worship
you. You are great.
You are great.
Oh, oh, oh.
And we worship
you. You are great.
You are great. And we worship you.
Woo. Woo. remember.
Supply
what he's done.
Supplier.
Look what you've done for us. See what you know, this God, for some people is theory, but we have tasted this God. He's real. He's beyond a figment of our imagination. We've handled it. We've tasted his goodness. We've seen his goodness. There is a grace here tonight. The one who supplied this ground. I don't know what you are looking for tonight, but he's here tonight. He's here tonight. Oh, I wish your faith can rise. Lift your hands. Let's call him the supplier. Of the church you bear. The man, sometimes I crack a joke and say, if there was one space in the Trinity, if there was another space for a quadruple or whatever, I'm sure David will make that list. David was a strange man. His spirit is on you. Let me give you an assignment. Go and study David. The things people did not dare to do, David did. Times and seasons in your heart, you call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be a God.
what you have chosen.
Father, honor her faith. I agree with whatever you are there for. You've got times and seasons in your hands. Oh, can you snap this daily picture? This time next year, the reason why you rolled here shall be established in Jesus' name.
You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
You are God.
You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
You are the living God.
You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place argument. You are God all by yourself.
Just give him thanks. I have two things and then I'm done. You know, I didn't plan to start like this. I was going to come, blow the trumpet and acknowledge, play happy birthday with my trumpet over Pastor K and acknowledge the woman of God. I didn't plan to go this way, but I've learned to just flow with the river. We're going to do two things. We've done this for a couple of years, and I normally look forward to this because, you know, by God's grace, God opened the doors for ministry for us. But this is one of the things I look forward to in the year, because for me, it's a strategic praise for my year. So normally when I come, no, please, you don't have to clap. I really, you know, sometimes you can do ministry so much and get used to the presence of God. So every time we go to minister, I tell my team, don't have gig mentality. Gig mentality is, oh, we get show today. It's just a typical musician mentality. We have another show. I said, no, every opportunity to minister is an opportunity to minister before God. So I come prepared, and when I'm ministering, I'm not ministering to you, I'm ministering myself. And I'm taking advantage of the atmosphere of God's glory. I've shared my testimony every time. When I was beginning and the Lord called me out of mainstream, he said, you will not put money first. He said, you will not ask for a dime before ministry. That's why I told you that thing about your calling determining your consecration. You see, in Israel, an average Jew has a normal consecration. There is a consecration for even being a Jew. You can't marry from here. You can't do this. But you see, after being a Jew, there are those who are called the Levites. And within that body, there's the priest. Another consecration. But there's another level of, you know, people called the Nazarites. You see, what the Levites can do, what the Jews can do, the Nazarites can do. So, because of the grace on our life, God said, you will not ask for a dime. So I said to God, how will I survive? How will I take it? And then I felt he said to me, you will know what it means to be on my payroll. I know what it means to be on God's payroll. One of the things he did to me was he gave me wisdom, you know, and the will and the grace to be a giver. I remember I married my wife, and one of the things that she thought I was weird, strange man, was the rate at which I gave. There was a time I gave so much, my sister called my elder sister, who was first born again in Dubai, and said, I think Nathaniel is losing his mind. So my sister called me from Dubai and said, come, you see, this thing you are doing now, this born again, I started before you. Calm down. Yes, she told me, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. I've seen God do things with and for us that I can't explain. I'm going to sing one more song. And one of the things I feel every time I come here, I just also give, you know, most of you know me. By God's grace, we walk before God with integrity of heart. We have no such plans with your pastor. But I learned to seize the moment. And one of the things the Lord laid on our hearts to do with my wife was that as I bless you, as I increase you, everything you are blessed with, you would invest in real estate. No, don't clap. So, tonight is important for me. So when our Pastor Adeboye called for a 3 kilometer by 3 kilometer auditorium, I told my wife, we're going to send the biggest seat ever. By the time I told her the figure, the way she breathed, I knew she was... But you see, we've seen God do things for us that we can't explain. I'm going to encourage you tonight. I'm not going to ask you to call any fees or whatever. But there's such a grace tonight. I want you to bless this land. To bless this house. I'm going to bless this land. Yesterday we had no opportunity to do it. And every time I come, I remember I sow in the valley of the year. It's 2020. I'm doing 2020 for the land. That I'm saying, Lord, the one who gave these people, you are not partial. So before I leave tonight, as the Lord leads you, if I were you, I will bless this land. The land you bless, blesses you. That's number one. So while you prepare for that, I'm going to make the second call. And Pastor has asked me to make the second call. If you're here tonight, and that's the most important call for tonight, and I'm going to spend time on that. If you're here tonight and you've been blessed by our ministry, you are seeing the grace of God at work. This man standing here is the grace of God. Let me share my testimony in a song. I know a God whose mercy full and kind, faithful and gracious. I'm the apple of his eyes, the thought that fills his heart every morning, noon, and night. He loved me when I didn't care, but was patient till I came, running back into his love. Look how he turned my life around. Made me a shining star. His glory to reveal. Before you sing the chorus, listen to the second testimony. Don't look too far to see how good he is. Just look at me, Nathaniel Bassi. He picked me from the mountain, set my feet upon the rock. I'm standing in his righteousness. Oh, he took away my sin and shame, gave me a brand new name, his beloved and dear redeemed. Turn my life around, make me a shining light, his glory to reveal. I will worship
him forever, love him forever.
This God
is too good.
Oh,
I will worship.
came here tonight, you go to church, you were born in church, even have a Christian name, but you know in your hearts of hearts that you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You felt, you know, happy tonight, you jumped and you worshiped with us, but you can tell there is a disconnect. Please give me the privilege of introducing you to someone who changed my life. Every eye closed, head bowed. I know there are hundreds of young people here. You are tired of the life of sin. The things you want to do, you cannot do. The ones you don't want to do, you can't help but do them. Paul says, it's sin in me. If you are here tonight, the Holy Spirit is here. He wants to break the yoke of sin. It doesn't matter how far you've gone, how deep and steeped in sin you've gone, there's grace here tonight. With every eye closed, can we clap our hands? If you want to give your hands together to the Lord, can you wave and run out here at the count of 10? One, run to Jesus. Two, you are tired. I don't care if you came here with your boyfriend, your girlfriend. It doesn't matter if you woke up from the house of your sugar daddy. Come and meet the real sugar daddy. Young people, come to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. You are in a cult. Run to Jesus. Come to Jesus. You are in a mess. Come to Jesus. When I understand that you don't understand, I'm gay, I'm lesbian. Come to Jesus. Wherever you are, come to Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Jesus said, if you are ashamed before me, I will be ashamed of you before my Father and his holy angels. It doesn't matter who you have killed. You may be here. You came to steal a car. You came to steal a phone. You came to kidnap someone. It doesn't matter. But we hear a voice saying to you, go to Jesus. You are saying, but I can't go. I came here for something evil. The Holy Spirit says, come to Jesus. His blood is here. His blood is here. We're going to wait for you. Run to Jesus. Clap as they come. Listen to me. I don't want to scare you tonight. You know those stories where I tell you, if you live here, you don't know what can happen to you. You know. And I have a lot of those stories. I know a lot of those stories. I can even tell you one. But that's, I don't want that to be your basis tonight. But I'm telling you, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus and you are here tonight, you are missing out on something. You are missing out on your destiny. And guess what? It's too costly in this time and day and hour. There is a hell to escape. There is a heaven to gain. My assistant pastor, maybe I should tell you, my assistant pastor was traveling. He was going, you know, to his village. And then the Holy Spirit said to him, preach to the lady next to you. And he said, Lord, I'm going to preach when we get there. The Holy Spirit said, preach to her now. And then he preached the gospel to her. She gave her life. Not quite long, they encountered robbers. They shot into the car, and guess who was killed? That lady. I didn't read this in a book, but I don't even want you to base your decision on that. I want you to base your decision on a God who loved you so much. He left his throne. He hung on a tree naked. Don't mind that thing artists do to draw a wrap around him. He was naked. They saw everything. For the last time, for 30 seconds. If you're here and a voice says to you, don't mind them, that's a lie. That's the devil. Shame him. At the count of five, one, please run to Jesus.
Two. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, the word is established. Three. God in three persons. Four. Is the God of the north, east, west, and south. Run to Jesus. Five. The grace of Jesus that came to bring salvation has appeared to all men and teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Those of you in front, just say with me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud and clear. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I confess you are my Lord and personal Savior. I acknowledge my sin. I acknowledge I am a sinner. I cannot help myself. Save me. Wash me with your blood and write my name in the book of life. I confess that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Now lay your hands on your head. Father in heaven, I thank you. No man can come to the Father except you draw him. Father, I declare over these ones that they are saved to the uttermost. Their sins are forgiven. Fill them with the Holy Spirit and write their name in the book of life. Break the yoke of sin. That which they could not do, from now, they have power to do. That which they could not stop, now they have power to stop. In the name of Jesus, fill them with your fire and use them for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Now put your hands together for them. Now those of you here, you're going to please stand and go with the brother on your right. But please keep them on the side, because I want to just receive that prophetic offering today. Please, can I get an envelope? Can we stand? Can we stand? Can we all stand? Jeremiah 3 verse 4. Jeremiah 3 verse 4. I hope I'm right. My phone is there. Can we all stand? Because I'm going to sound my trumpet over that. Oh dear. Is it 3 verse 4 or 4 verse 3? It's something that talks about the fallow ground. I think. Yes. Every time I come, I sow in multiples, you know, of the year that I'm in. I'm sowing in multiples of 2020. Can we read one to go? For thus said the Lord to men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your... This ground is a fertile ground tonight. So you're going to wave your offering and then we'll blow over it. If I were you, I would tie to this land. That the one who is giving us this land, and land is symbolic of our lives, of our destinies, of our souls. The parable of the sower. Jesus said the ground is the heart, is the soil. So we're going to wave it and we'll blow over it. The Son of God is lifted high. The Son of God is lifted high. The Son of God is lifted high.
The Son of God is lifted high.
We release this seed and that it will break every fallow ground, that there will be a harvest of testimonies, that the lives of your people shall flourish. Even as a guest, I tap into this grace.
And I ask that the same God who's blessed them will bless us. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, I want you to shout. Just one more thing and then I'm done. How many of you know Bishop Francis Waleoke? Let me tell you what happened. He's one of my papas. He speaks into my life. I went for his crusade one day at the National Stadium. And he called for a seat like this. And whenever I hear offerings like this, I'll tell my team. I've taught my team, the guys. One of the things I say to them, I say that your praise and worship is not the seed for your financial prosperity. You can love God and worship and be broke. So you must engage the principles. So whenever they see me so, they also respond. And God's blessed them. So I went out. And daddy said to me, my son, every time I call for a seed, you come. You don't charge me anything. You come to do ministry. He said, kneel down. He said, I prophesy that my Father in heaven will give you houses in Lekki. He said that years ago. Today we have houses in Lekki. So this is not gimmick. There are some charlatans who manipulate God's people. But these things are real. They are real. And you see it in your life. Can we blow a happy birthday over Pastor K? Pastor K, please can you come? Can you come? Pastor K, can you come? Happy birthday, Wilson. Pastor K, while I was about to call you, I had a word for you. DCC, you better enjoy your pastor because he's about to go to the nations of the earth. The nations of the earth. The nations are calling for him. Okay, let me give you the invite now. While I was seated, a team of people said, please, I shared a picture. And then the person just inboxed me. He said, please, we need Pastor K in Canada. True worshippers. There's a company of young people and they've asked me to invite you. But I sense that that is a sign. I know you have the pastor's heart. You bless, but I sense that you would go to the nations of the earth and bless the world with this grace. So, Father, as I sound this trumpet over your son, we ask that he will be celebrated globally. You'll be celebrated globally in Jesus' name. Happy birthday, Pastor K. We celebrate you. We love you. We appreciate you. I celebrate you. You are an authentic, 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 authentic man of God. We love you. Bless you, sir. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And can you celebrate Pastor Misha? Come on, can you celebrate the woman of God? Put your hands together for Pastor Misha. Amen. Bless you. Woo!
No, you can do better. Come on.